Okay, so we're continuing on with the Mishnayos of Rabbi Akiva as we move to the end of third parak of Abos, and this is an extended metaphor. It's a very beautiful one at that. Hu haya omer, so Rabbi Akiva would say, HaKol nasun be'eravon mitzuda prusa kol achayim, that there's nothing free in life. There's no free lunches. So every single day, a person can think about themselves as taking out a loan, but there's an arev, right? Meaning that if a person takes out a loan and they're not able to pay, when the malva shows up to the lova's house and say, okay, it's, you know, been a year, pay back your loan. So if he doesn't have it, so there's an arev who's usually able to step in, a guarantor who's going to need to be able to pay up on behalf of the lova. Mitzuda prusal kol achayim, and there's a net, literally a mitzuda, a trap, a net, which is spread over all of life. This is, of course, a metaphor for death itself, as all the Rishonim point out, that nobody's going to be able to escape that net. It's just a question of timing. Hachanus psucha, so God opens the store, v'chenvani mekif, and he's very liberal, he's very generous with his terms. If somebody can't pay, they want to get this, they want to get that from the store. So he says, okay, so you'll pay me later. But he's keeping track. V'apinkas pasuach, so the ledger is open, v'ayad koseves, everything is being written down in real time. V'cholarotzalovos, yavo v'yilva, you want to take out a loan, you want to add to the tab, you want to say, I'll pay you next month, I'll pay you next year. Hashem's okay with that, but you never know when he's going to come and collect. So sometimes a person will own up to it. This is the way the Rishonim explain it. Midaito means that, the Gabbai will come, so to speak, and say, you know, your ledger for the last 2 months is $562 in unpaid groceries, and the loan up to it said, yeah, I really didn't do it. Sometimes they'll say, me? What are you talking about? I didn't go to your store. So that's shalom midaito. But either way, right, v'yeshlem amashi yismochu v'adin din emes, it's absolutely true, everything that's written down, v'akom besukan l'su'uda, that everybody has an opportunity, whether or not they'll realize it is something else, but everybody has an opportunity for a chelak in olam haba, v'akom besukan l'su'uda. So again, Rabbi Akiva was trying to encourage us to think about ourselves. In adult statements, it's an adult perspective on life, that we're all living on borrowed time. It's the reality of life. We're all living on borrowed time. And the only guarantee is that the time here is limited, and that we should think about ourselves as constantly taking a halva, constantly taking a loan, every single day that God gives us that we're going to have to account for. You know, and in the context of the Mishnah, it sort of, you get the impression, you know, a person is living and maybe, you know, there's all kinds of things that they're doing and they're going to have to pay up for it later. But we should also remind ourselves that the kind of averos that are metaphorically alluded to in the Mishnah are not just averos of commission, but also of omission as well. That's an extremely important point to make, which is to say that part of the idea of living on borrowed time is that there are expectations. Especially a person who is born with a certain level of talent or ability. So there's an expectation that a person is going to use that well, and that when the day comes, so part of what a person is going to be confronted with is whether or not they maximized their ability. Right? Everybody has a different ability in that respect, but Rabbi Akiva understood that a person has a responsibility to be able to answer this question in the affirmative. And I just wanted to conclude by noting, as I've said a number of times over the course of the week, I don't think it's an accident that it was Rabbi Akiva who developed this metaphor, right? Like we spoke a little bit about yesterday, if you're 40 years old and you're contemplating a fundamental change in your lifestyle, Rabbi Akiva is 40 years old. Right, so what's going to be enough to get a person to make that level of commitment, right? You know, when we learn the Gemara, it seems like, okay, so it wasn't that hard. He was 40 years old, he decided to go, and 24 years later, he's got 24,000 students. It's very hard, okay? It's very hard to make that commitment. If it were easy, there would be more than one Rabbi Akiva. So part of the mentality that Rabbi Akiva is sort of like giving us a window into his soul is it wasn't just the rock with the water, and you know he realized that, okay, if the water is going to be able to erode and penetrate and carve out the rock, so divrei Torah shem kashim kibarzel, that they can somehow penetrate my skull. But Rabbi Akiva had to have some sense of what he's talking about in this Mishnah, that what's he going to have to show for himself in the end? And that, I think, propelled him in a way that very few people over the course of Jewish history have been able to motivate themselves to that degree to be able to say, I'm living on borrowed time. I have to make the most of myself. I have to have something to show for myself in the end of the day. I think that this is something that must have animated him to be able to make that change in the first place. And again, to stick with it for more than a month or more than a year, or more than 2 years, more than 3 years. The first time that we see him is after 12 years, right? When he hears his wife say, you know, I'd have him go back for another 12 years. But to get to that point itself speaks to a degree of motivation that's very hard for us to fathom from where we're standing. And I think it, again, speaks to this perspective that he was living on borrowed time and he wanted to be able to have something to show for himself at the end of the day, which he certainly did.